Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. That's my new website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget to read about the excerpt. Watch the one-minute trailer in the video section of that new website. I think you'll like it. Jason Oxman is our new friend and our guest this half hour. He is CEO of an Electronic Transactions Association. Is that ETA.org? Jason, is that right?
Actually, Jim, we are at Electran, ELECTRAN.org.
Electran.org. Okay, folks, that's for Electronic Transactions Association. Tell us about your organization.
We are the trade association of the payments industry, Jim. We represent about 550 payments companies from around the world, including all the major credit card networks, financial institutions, and technology companies that are doing payments. And we're based in Washington, D.C.
I got you. And payments and clearing and like clearing the payment for a book on a book website, that kind of thing.
You got it. Payment processing
and all that.
Clearing and credit and debit card acceptance and all that.
Well, everybody basically these days do business with your members on a regular basis. Sometimes, some of us, many times a day, unfortunately. So, Jason, you're going to be, folks, Jason's agreed to come back after today and continue to keep us educated on this very important part of our lives, because Jason, as the more and more we do business online, we're going to be doing more and more digital transactions, and it's going to become more and more part of our lives. And the truth is, if you think about it, folks, we're talking about Bitcoin. We've been talking about Bitcoin, the concept of Bitcoin, this digital peer-to-peer currency. If you think about it, Jason, when I buy something online, I don't see any money changing hands. I just believe that it goes, and the person who sells me stuff believes that they received it, and they look at their account and they believe that it's there. I mean, other than the sanctioning body of that currency that I just bought something from, what's the difference in that in Bitcoin?
Well, I think that's a fair point, and that's the argument that Bitcoin makes as to why it's just as legitimate a form of payment as our more traditional credit, debit cards, and the like.
Yeah.
When you exchange that Bitcoin online, it's a virtual transaction, but so is using PayPal online or using a Visa or MasterCard. There's no way to insert a $20 bill into your computer to make an online purchase.
Right.
So obviously we're all going to use some form of online currency transaction.
Right.
And you're exactly right. That's the argument that Bitcoin makes, that they are an online network of currency exchange just like any other.
Right. So there's so many things to ask about. One of them is security, and another one is counterfeit. If one of the things we believe with our dollar is that we know how much many dollars there are, and because you know, of course, we know that, notwithstanding what the Fed's been doing over the last 5 years, basically we believe that there is a limit to how many dollars are out there. With Bitcoin, you know, isn't it reasonable to expect that people would say, what if the market all of a sudden gets flooded with Bitcoins and they become devalued? That sort of thing. What do you think, Jason? Where's the sanctioning body? There is no sanctioning body. There's no U.S. Treasury Department, right?
That's right. There is no U.S. Treasury Department, and the safety and security of Bitcoin is one reason that people are frankly hesitant to use it as a form of currency.
Right.
One of the biggest challenges, of course, and you mentioned online shopping, one of the reasons that people use credit cards when they shop online is safety and security. They know if something goes wrong, their credit card issuer will help them out. If something goes wrong with a Bitcoin transaction, there's nobody you can call. And if you're a merchant, One of the reasons that you might like accepting Bitcoin is that there's no way to reverse the transaction. Once you exchange a Bitcoin, there's no chargeback, as we call it in the industry. There's no way to reverse that transaction. Merchants might like that. Consumers might not. So there's the safety and security issue. And as you mentioned, there's the value issue. The value of Bitcoin fluctuates wildly. You know, it can be up to $1,000 one day, down to $500 the next day. And there is no central authority. There's no treasury of Bitcoin that helps set or determine that value. It really is up to the
But based on the fact that more and more people are getting smartphones today, the people all over the world in third world countries buying smartphones and going online for the first time while the smartphone, who've never and never have, never will own a PC, but they're going online the first time, and more and more middle class folks in China and places like that. Based on that, Isn't it almost inevitable that a digital currency like Bitcoin, maybe not Bitcoin, but something like that, that will transcend all exchange rates, all boundaries? That isn't it inevitable that will come to pass?
It is certainly a possibility, no question about it. And you mentioned the number of Bitcoins. Obviously, the number of Bitcoins is growing. It is fixed by the network at some point. So by 2140, for example, there'll be about 21 million bitcoins in circulation. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about pieces of bitcoins, as opposed to the full bitcoins that we talk about today. But yes, that certainly is a possibility, and it will be interesting to watch whether Bitcoin becomes that currency of choice.
Jason Oxman, good job today. Will you come back another day? We got a lot more questions.
Well, Jim, I'd be honored to do so.
Jason Oxman, ladies and gentlemen, with Electronic Transactions Association. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.